Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate. Yes, yes, yes. Real estate. Real estate education. Like that, did you kind of pause that, change it up a little bit for you today? So guys, look, I hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Saturday morning. I'm extremely excited today. As you probably can tell, I've had a little bit of coffee, maybe a little bit, a little TT. And in turn, I am on the cloud, in the clouds, guys. So, hey, look, today, we're going to get you guys set up for what is quote unquote yet and next to come. All right. So first and foremost, I always want to give a shout out to our loyal listeners, those people that tune into us faithfully, the people that, you know, are calling us, asking us questions and asking how we can assist and help them. But also the people that are taking the information and sharing it with somebody else who in turn is kind of passing along. I am extremely humble. I'm oftentimes reminded of just what we do here. At times by the responses, the interactions, the contacts, the connections and things that we have made. So, you know, I'm very humbled. You know, this past week I was, with someone who got my information from someone else who was on the other side of a transaction I worked in. And, you know, they saw what I did and in turn made it a point to tell other people, hey, look, that's who you need to talk to. I'm extremely humbled by that always, you know, because we just set out to make sure that we're doing our best. Okay. So I tell people I don't make promises, you know, obviously, to be very frank about it. We just make commitments. That's what we do. We commit. So I want to give you this. And matter of fact, speaking on the word commitment, this is something that's been resonating in my spirit. I don't know if I said it to you all last week. I don't believe that I did, but it's been kind of resonating. I've said it to a few other people that I've been in contact and connecting with. And this is one of those sessions and sections that you kind of want to just kind of pause for a second, because oftentimes we see people do a particular thing they say and they act as if they're committed to doing a certain thing. But the reality is, and this is where, and this is what has been resonating in my spirit, because I picked this up about a week or so ago at a planning conference that I participated in for a state organization. And in turn, what was said is that commitment begins after inconvenience starts. I want y'all to bear with me. I want you to listen to this one more time. Commitment begins after inconvenience starts. So after a person is inconvenienced and they still keep going, that person is committed. So those of you who get up in the morning, who may have gotten up this morning to go to work, but you didn't want to, but you still went, there's some commitment involved. Now, maybe you committed to the work that you do, maybe just so. Maybe you committed to the fact that you have responsibility you need to take care of, and you need to make sure that you go to work so you can get paid to do X, Y, and Z. Maybe that's where your commitment is, but there is commitment in that particular action. But we seem to be in a time period and in a society nowadays where people no longer are committed. When they are inconvenienced, they're out. If they get into, don't like, may have a not so good experience one day at work, they quit. They never go back. You know, if they have to get up and work overtime one day, they quit. They don't go back. You know, those kind of things are, you know, indications that, to be very frank and direct about it, that the person is committed when they still go back yet, meaning that if they didn't want to, they still went back. And that, guys, is where commitment is. And I want to let you know, and I want to share with you my commitment to you all. You know, we do a lot. You know, For me personally, you know, I don't look at it that way, but I'm told oftentimes, Colvin, y'all do a lot. I'm like, well, yes, we do, but that is because we are committed to the people that we're doing it for. We're committed to you guys as sellers. We're committed to you all as buyers, you all as renters, you all as property owners, that we want to work diligently for you. Now, that kind of goes a couple of different ways. Are we all seeing, all knowing, and can do, quote unquote, the impossible? No. What we will do is tell you what we do know. We will share with you what we do see. And then at that point in time, you got to cooperate with us in order for us to make it happen. You know, if you got credit challenges and want to buy a house, no problem. We can help you through that. But if you're not committed to working on your credit challenges, then in turn, we're not going to be able to meet our commitment to you. And oftentimes that is something that goes across. I shared this, you know, today. And for those of you who follow me on, you know, Facebook, you may have seen or heard me say, and I have a hashtag that I use that somebody needs to preach that. Somebody need to preach that. And I posted this one recently this week. You know, there are times when you will miss a flight helping someone change a flat. You know, that's time that's spent helping others versus time spent for your own financial gain is an investment, if you will, for your spiritual return. Spiritual wealth is greater. See, God said, be mindful of angels unaware. So I want you all to notice in that, excuse me, that I said that you'll miss a flight, not your flight. So what God has for you is for you. Don't get me wrong, but we also need to be mindful of the fact that, you know, you have to do your part. You know, there's things that you need to do. So in that, that was a recollection from this past week for me where, you know, I've spent and I spend time helping and assisting others. Sometimes I miss, quote unquote, where I'm trying to go when I'm trying to go. But that doesn't mean I missed my only avenue to get there. And I want to share that with you, some of you for encouragement, some of you for enlightenment, to say that, look, you have to, you know, invest and spend time with others. That is important. That is what we have been called to do. And that is our commitment here at Exit Strategies Radio. That's our commitment from Exit Realty Low Country Group, that we're invested and we're going to help and we're going to work within our community. So as kind of a backdrop, or if you will, or kind of a lead in from that to the next thing, we want to say congratulations to the purchaser of 2321 Bertie Garrett over in North Charleston in the neck area, guys from downtown. I'm over in the Rosemont community. For those of you who follow us on social media, those of you who've listened or been listening to the show, you may have heard, you know, us talking about that property on air. We built a brand new house over there. Our community partners, the Charleston Redevelopment Corporation, built a brand new house over there, right? 2 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and was able to sell that home to a buyer for under $200,000. That buyer also was able to get down payment assistance. And the challenging thing in that is that we had people who were interested, who showed up to the table first, but who, because of, you know, the fact that there were other restrictions involved with the property, decided to pass on the opportunity and someone else took advantage of it. So we all have to be mindful, you know, that opportunity presents itself, but opportunity isn't necessarily going to lay itself down for you. It may show up at your door, but it's not going to come in and humble itself at all times and just kind of, quote unquote, give itself over to you. You have to embrace it. You have to at times pursue it in order to make sure that you are able to attain it. So we want to make sure that you all are focused on that. And again, a huge congratulations for that buyer. They got a great property, brand new house. You can't beat that. And in turn, they had the opportunity and got a very, very low mortgage in the process. So shout out to our partners. You know, we work with, again, the Charleston Redevelopment Corporation on that. And our friend over there as well, their director, Fred F.A., Fixed Assets Johnson. We want to give a shout out to him for, you know, being, you know, obviously, you know, cooperative and assisting us, you know, in that transaction as well. And there's more coming, guys. There's more coming. We have a beautiful brand new home being built over on Battery Avenue, over in the Maryville area. That home should be completed within the next couple of weeks. I want you guys to kind of stay tuned to us and kind of talk to us more and listen out for you know, announcements regarding that. We're planning some open house events over there at that property once it's completed, which it should be completed within the next 10 to 14 days. So that's what we're anticipating. And in turn, we're going to be setting up and doing some community events there. You know, we're also participating in and going to be taking part with the North Charleston Housing Department, Housing Authority, and as well as the North Charleston Police Department as well, guys, for a community event that's going to be held in North Charleston. So stay tuned. We'll get more information out on that as well. So, you know, we want to see you this month. We have a lot going on in the Charleston area. This month we have Juneteenth for those of you who are participating and going to go out to that festival. You know, for those of you who are going to be, you know, traveling maybe this month, and, you know, maybe you're going to get, you know, the kiddos out, or maybe you're going to get the grands out, or maybe you're just going to get out yourself and enjoy yourself and kind of get a breath or a breather, you know, after being quote unquote cooped up all this time period. You know, we want to say, you know, hey, first and foremost, be safe. Number two, we want to let you know that, hey, we're going to be out here in the community, out here in these streets, as I oftentimes say, working to make sure that we're helping and assisting people in achieving their dreams, their goals of home ownership. All right, that is what we do. You know, we're talking to a lot of investors, a lot of people who are looking at, you know, gaining, you know, experience and tapping into, you know, our company's expertise in assisting investors. If that's you, you want to have a conversation, guys, we're going to start opening up and taking, you know, consultations, whether it be individual or group consultations this month as well, not this coming month, but in the coming weeks this month. So I want you to stay tuned for that, guys, because it's very important. You know, we're out to make sure that we service the community. We want to make sure that the community knows, you know, what we're doing. Most importantly, they know where the opportunities exist. See, it's easy for us all to get together for nonsense, but when the opportunity presents for us to get together to build one another and to build ourselves, we're slow to the table. Yeah, that's what we do. We slow down. We're fast to nonsense, but we're slow to knowledge. That's something that we in our community have to work on as a whole. This is not limited to a specific section or specific group. This is as a whole within our community that we need to work on, because we are swift. The Bible talks about being swift to anger, or those people that being swift to anger, you should be slow to. So we're swift to nonsense and we're slow to knowledge. We need to increase our swiftness to knowledge and therefore decrease our swiftness to nonsense. All right. So guys, look here, we're quickly coming up on the first break. You're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host. I want you guys to stay tuned, because this second segment, guys, we're going to pick up and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the other programs and things that we have available for you guys to help you with your dreams of home ownership. All right. So we look forward to it. Y'all sit tight. We'll be right back. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host. Yep, I am him. He is I, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So as I always say, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir or ma'am, are in for a treat, in for a treat. Our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. Give a quick shout out, guys, to our faithful listeners. Again, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Give a quick shout out to our team. You know, we've had a wonderful thus far first half of the year. You know, our agents are you know, engaged in taking care of clients. And guys, we're looking to grow. We need more dedicated and committed, for those of you who heard our first segment, but we need more committed professionals to join our team. That is something that's very important. We have a list of people that we've been talking to that are in process and working on doing certain things so they can go ahead and join our team, join our group. So we're looking for more people. We have an abundance, if you will, of opportunity. And in turn, we want more hands, if you will, at the plow. We want more people on board to help us realize those goals that we have. Now, to be very frank and direct about it, we are looking for team players. We're looking for people who are committed. So that means that when inconvenience, you know, starts, that they still show up and they still work hard and they still work to serve their clients and the clients that are and commit to the opportunities that are available. So it's very important, again, that they be a team player, that they are willing to learn. We host and participate in a lot of training. And in turn, we want to make sure that our group is participating as a whole. So we want to make sure that we are doing that. We give our agents the opportunity to earn more than 100% commission. There's no other company that offers you that, no matter what they tell you. We give our agents the opportunity without having to build a team to earn more than 100% commission. So imagine that you work for $50,000, but you earn and receive $100,000. That's incredible, right? Yeah, we have agents that do that. I just had an agent, my counterpart in my office this week, as we did a mastermind session with a group of agents in our office this past week. And he has made over the past 11 years, $830,000 in what I refer to as mailbox money. That is money in addition to the commission that he's earned. So he is earns 100%, over 100%. You can't beat that. Many of you in your lifetime, you know, don't and won't even get to, you know, to be frank about it, a lot of agents that you know, guys, don't even get to a six-figure income, let alone having a six-figure income that is based off of residual income. So again, we give our associates something that no other company offers. You know, we don't talk and we don't brag and boast on this. And I've been told a number of times that we should do more of a particular thing, which is boast and brag. But, you know, I tell people, you know, we leave that to others. We don't really want to focus on that. Because to be frank, we like people that work and are productive versus those who showboat and are not. But we are looking to add to our group, to our team. If you're interested, I want to talk to you. I am personally sponsoring 5 agents, personally sponsoring. That means I'm going to sit down, hands-on, put my money where my mouth is, and work to help onboard and help to succeed. I will make that investment in 5 agents, and I want to do that immediately. Well, I'm looking for agents for my team. I need three dedicated buyer agent specialists. I need 3 dedicated buyer agent specialists at this moment. So if you know of anyone who is in real estate, has a real estate license, is looking for a full-time, I need a committed person, full-time opportunity, then I want to talk to them. And you can find me on social media. You can inbox me. You can email, you can email me. You can reach me a number of different ways. You can also call our office. If you reach one of our agents, one of our team, just let them know you heard it on the radio. Let them know you have interest in joining our group, and they can get you directed and assist you. So make sure that you are working, you know, on grabbing the telephone and giving our office a call, 843-619-3005, 843-619-3005. So want to make sure that we are working through, quote unquote, our commitment, guys. That's what we're doing. So I want to talk to you, you know, before we get, you know, completely out of today's show, guys, about some of the programs and stuff that we're doing. So I may mention before the break about excuse me, the Verde Garrett project. So we had one home built over there, two story, actually elevated construction, two bedroom, two and a half bath. We were able to get that home sold, down payment assistance provided to the buyer. So they got a very nice payment that they got to make, meaning very low. And there's other projects online. We have another house over there that's being built on Verde Garrett. Construction is beginning on it. We anticipate a completion within the next several months. We also have a project down in Hollywood that's being built on Holly Tree, few houses down there that two more that's being planned. We have one under construction there as well. We also have projects coming online in West Ashley. One currently is 963 Battery Avenue. That home is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. We'll be doing an event over there, as we may mention of. All these homes are being built through affordable housing initiatives. They have opportunities for down payment assistance. They have opportunities for reduce mortgage costs due to secondary financing and or land trust model sales. And Verde Garrett was the first in some time of a land trust model that was actually closed here in the Low Country. Other parts of the country, this is a little bit more prevalent. We were very fortunate to quote unquote make to a degree history in getting this done in partnership. You know, obviously the seller is who carries the water on it. We just do our job in the middle, but it was all a collective effort to make sure that we got this done. So we're very excited about that. And we're very excited to continue to offer those types of unique opportunities to you, our listeners. You know, you have the opportunity to hear about these things here first, you know, as we bring these projects to bear, as they get closer and eventually come online, we share that information here on air with you. And we're very excited to be able to bring that information to you, our listeners. But what we need and want from you is, one, your feedback, and number two, your cooperation. Oftentimes what happens, we're challenged in these types of situations because we're talking to people that don't understand. And what I mean by that is, you know, we see a lot of buyers who miss out on these opportunities because the professionals that they decide to engage with are not familiar with, do not understand, won't ask any questions, or otherwise dissuade them in the transaction, meaning, hey, well, you don't want to do that because of this. Well, okay, but have you thought about you may want to do that because of this? See, the opportunity to own a home in the Charleston market is becoming increasingly difficult for a lot of people. Many of you, as our listeners and people that we have engaged in conversation and communication, are being priced out of the market. The reality is that home prices in the Charleston market have increased. They are increasing, and in turn, that limits the opportunities for many of you. Many of you are challenged in this. And what happens is you as listeners are challenged in this, but then turn your nose up and turn away from opportunities that are presented, created, and then presented specifically for people in your situation. We want you to talk to people that get it, that understand. Is every opportunity for you? No. Should you do everything? Maybe this affordable project, attainable project, let's coin that word, may not be the one for you. But does that mean that because this one isn't, that none of them are? No. See, what we want and what we're seeking is for things to be done the way that we want them done. We want an affordable home or housing or attainable house created, built, subsidized in a neighborhood we want to live in. So we want to live in Nexton. We want to live in Cane Bay. We want to live in Summer's Corner. We want to live in Mount Pleasant, Old Village. We want to live, downtown, north of Broad. We want to live all these different places. We want affordable opportunities created in those particular areas. And the reality is that that's not how it works. The ability to put together an affordable housing project is determined by availability of funds and the cost of the project. And you oftentimes can put a project together in an area that may be up and coming, or maybe yet to come up, versus one that is already either up and coming or already a desirable area. What happens is neighborhoods change. People in a neighborhood change. Values increase, other things happen. So an affordable project or an opportunity may not present itself where you want to be, but if you take advantage of it, eventually it will be where others want to be. And that's where you have the opportunity to upsize, to change, to go to a different style, a different type property. So don't turn your nose up and miss out on these opportunities. We've seen that consistently happen. And to be very direct about it, it is very disheartening. It's very disheartening because in our community, we're missing out on those opportunities. So guys, as we kind of get to the end of today's show, I want to encourage you all to contact our office, one of our agents, to ask about the attainable or affordable housing opportunities that we have available and what we have upcoming. We want to make sure we get you in our pipeline soon. We have a number of different projects that we're working on that are, you know, in process, that's coming to bear. We love to have you on our list so that when those properties do come available and are ready for consideration, that you are being considered. We don't want you to miss out on those things. So as always, we appreciate you taking the time to listen. As I've said a number of times, Exit Strategies Radio Show is my baby. It is how I give back to our community. It is how I work to empower all of us so that we all can achieve our dreams. This is important to me because it's important to you. So in closing, as I always say, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm gonna see you out there in them streets. You guys stay tuned. You join our show next week, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.